The meltdown of the giant Enron Corporation has brought lots of questions from investors. Among them, how could a company that was once the darling of Wall Street so quickly lose tens of billions of dollars in value? Now, prosecutors are joining in and focusing some of their attention on the accounting firm that audited Enron's books. Arthur Andersen was already under scrutiny when it admitted to destroying what it called a significant number of Enron-related documents. Critics say this is merely the latest example of an auditor failing to fulfill its watchdog function. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
As president of the Center for Financial Research and Analysis, Howard Schillett studies financial statements for big investors. He's just added a new chapter about Enron to his book on financial shenanigans. The chapter is titled, As Bad as It Gets. There are plenty of other examples, though, of public companies that have been forced to correct their financial statements, such as Rite Aid, Sunbeam, and Waste Management. All had been audited by major accounting firms. Like Enron, Sunbeam, and Waste Management were Andersen clients. Schillett says too often auditors aren't looking out for investors when they review a company's books.
The Supreme Court back in 1984 said very clearly that the client of the accounting firm is the public, is the investor. Now, I don't think too many of today's auditors have read that opinion and really understand that.
It's always been tempting for auditors to forget about the investing public when it's the company that pays their fees. Schillett says the potential conflict of interest is growing now that accounting firms seek more and more consulting work from the companies they audit and need to stay in those companies' good graces.
If the auditor is too probing and begins giving management a hard time about some of their aggressive accounting practices, that is certainly not going to endear that auditor to the client, and the opportunity to sell additional services becomes far-fetched.
Andersen was paid $25 million in the year 2000 to audit Enron and another $27 million for consulting and other services. Executive Director Tom Veit of the Center for Financial Reporting and Management at Berkeley says the more money an auditor makes consulting for its clients, the greater the risk that its independence will be compromised. In Enron's case, the results were disastrous.
I mean, I've heard some of the stories, and they're absolutely terrible. The thing is, Enron was like one of the powerhouses. Everybody wanted to own it, so mutual funds. So, like, everybody got hurt. Some people got hurt really bad.
In testimony before a congressional committee last month, Andersen's CEO blamed most of the bookkeeping problems on Enron, saying the company withheld important information from its auditors. But Andersen admitted its own errors in judgment contributed to the misstatements and promised to make whatever changes are needed to restore public confidence. The Enron fiasco has already prompted some soul-searching in the accounting industry. But a former chief accountant for the Securities and Exchange Commission doubts the industry will voluntarily get its own house in order. Lynn Turner hopes the widespread fallout from Enron's collapse will prompt congressional action.
This is by far and away the largest financial fraud case that we've ever seen in corporate America. It comes on the heels of many, many other losses for investors. Investors really do have the right to demand that there need to be changes here.
For his part, Turner would like to see more SEC oversight of the accounting profession, which is now largely self-regulated, and stronger discipline when auditors make mistakes. Former SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt also wants to see reforms, but thinks they'll come from within the industry, not Congress.
I don't think you can regulate ethics. I think it's a cultural change which can be monitored and can be overseen. The best way to do that, I believe, is by proper board behavior in terms of governance, possibly an oversight body for the accounting profession, and ultimately the oversight function performed by the SEC.
Levitt and others also say the investing public has to do more homework and not simply accept what corporate managers say. Of course, that's difficult for investors to do when financial reports themselves are suspect. One study found the number of companies correcting their earnings statements due to accounting errors doubled between 1998 and 2000. That study was conducted by Arthur Andersen. Scott Horsley, NPR News.